I'm Marco Werman with The World. Sand is not one of those things we worry might run out one day. It's everywhere you look, and not just at the beach or the playground. Sand is one of the main components in concrete. So when you gaze at those megacities sprouting up in China, you're basically looking at giant sand castles. But we're all in this together. Every year, some 40 billion tons of sand are used in construction all around the globe. And here's the bad news. It is a finite resource. Vince Beiser explores this in an article for Wired magazine. He says, first of all, not all sand is the same.
There's many different kinds of sand, but the most common form of sand, the one that's about 70% of everything that you see, is made from quartz. It's just basically teeny, tiny, tiny little rocks, quartz rocks. That's the stuff that we use in concrete, which is the biggest thing that we use sand for. We also use it for windows. Every piece of glass that you see is basically made out of sand. Every silicon chip in your computer is made out of sand. But the problem is desert sand doesn't work for construction because it's been eroded by wind rather than water. It's shaped a little too round to stick together properly. So we can really only use river and beach and marine sand for construction. And there's only so much of that. And every time that we're pulling out so much of that, that rivers and beaches are being stripped bare all over the world, and it's causing enormous environmental damage.
Where is this happening mostly? Like, where are the world's main sand centers?
It's all over the world. Basically, everywhere where there's construction, which is pretty much everywhere in the world these days, people are mining sand. So it's a really big problem in places like China, India, Nigeria, where, thanks to development, cities are just growing and growing and growing exponentially, using up more and more and more concrete. That's causing a huge problem in terms of sand mining.
So if it's a huge problem, what are governments around the globe doing to limit the amounts of sand people are mining?
Well, so this is the thing. So there's so much sand being pulled out of, like I say, riverbeds and beaches and floodplains all over the world that governments are being forced to limit it, to say you can't mine sand here, you can only mine it using these kind of techniques over there. But that in turn has just given rise to illegal sand mining, to a huge multi-billion dollar black market in sand, believe it or not. And people talk about the sand mafias in some 70 countries around the world, in Jamaica, in Nigeria, all over Asia. There are criminal gangs that are making huge money illegally mining sand, and they do what mafias do everywhere. They bribe police, they bribe courts, they bribe government officials, and when they need to, they kill people that get in their way.
Well, if it's a multi-billion dollar market, I suppose people will do anything to make sure they keep that money. I mean, how many people are dying in this competition for sand?
Well, nobody really knows, but it seems to be its bloodiest in India. And in India, they estimate hundreds of people have been killed just in the last few years. It's gangs, different sand mafias fighting each other over turf, but also they've killed at least a dozen odd police officers, government officials, environmental activists, and just ordinary folks. All over India, you have farmers, basically, you know, people who live in villages and make their living from farming. And these criminal gangs come in a lot of places and seize the land, strip away the topsoil, strip away all the crops, and start digging out the sand that's underneath it. And when people complain about it too much, sometimes they wound up shot dead.
It's hard to imagine the building boom stopping anytime soon. So what do you think it's going to take to safely control the flow of sand? Or is it just too late?
It's really, really hard to say. I mean, there are other places you can get sand. You can recycle it. You can break down buildings and recycle the concrete, smash it down into sand. There's various kinds of artificial sand. The big problem is all these things are much more expensive than just, you know, sticking in a shovel or taking a front-end loader out to a sand field. So there are sources of sand, but they're much more expensive, and it's really not clear how we're going to find housing, how we're going to be able to keep building apartments and homes and roads and office buildings for a world population that's growing, you know, by hundreds of millions every couple few years. It's only very recently that people have even started to realize this could be a problem, because who would have thought sand? Who would ever think that we'd be running out of sand of all things?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? Vince Beiser with Wired magazine telling us about the global scramble for sand.